I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tobacco, football, and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Bigley.
Damn right. Damn right.
What a great song.
I mean, if you're not banging that in the garage, I know that I'm hard. You better believe it.
I mean, it is the greatest song, maybe, of all time. Jay Bigley, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know if you heard the other day, Jay. My dad gave a toast to my mom for her 75th birthday and said she was a good cook and organizer. How do you feel about that?
Great stuff. Great stuff. It's awesome your dad was doing that. But no, I was for you guys last Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it was like a full 4 hours, not just one college football segment. Yeah. 4 hours of college football.
I bet it was.
You love that schedule, that early rise and then out early?
Oh, yeah, dude, I do. I mean, you guys like have the perfect spot.
Thank you.
I'm not mad about it. Hey,
it's early. It's early, but man, there's no fool.
There's no fools on the road. You get here quickly. It's all, you know. Speaking of fools on the road, Lane Kiffin, what do you think about that whole thing?
You know, it sucks, man. The whole thing sucks for the players, and now the players are out there speaking and say, he didn't say that to us. He didn't say that to us. So it's a bad look. It's a bad look when the players are saying that. The problem is there is a problem with college football. I'll give you that because, you know, signing day starts today and runs the next couple of days, and the portal opens up for 14 days in January. So it's one of those deals where these coaches, they need to move on. And we've seen other coaches doing it, like John Summerall of Tulane, that could be in the playoffs. He's the head coach of Florida now, but they're allowing him to go coach. And I get it's a different deal with LSU and Ole Miss, and I don't blame Ole Miss at all. But college football does have a problem because in the NFL, you interview your coaches during a certain time, and it's definitely not during the season. But Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss high and dry, and this whole deal with Charlie Weiss Jr. coming back to coach the offense – can you imagine if those players will even welcome him back? I mean, Lane Kiffin gave an ultimatum for guys to get on the plane. Charlie Weiss Jr. is one of those guys to get on the plane and go to LSU with them. Now he's letting him come back to Ole Miss, but there's a caveat. As soon as their season's done, he's going right back to LSU. So he's on loan from LSU to Ole Miss. I wouldn't have even let him come back after this whole Lane Kiffin debacle. But what a disaster. Now, it does put players in a weird situation, coaches in a weird situation. I get that. But the way Lane Kiffin left is crap.
Well, it is, and but that's college sports, Jay. I mean, you know, we don't need to start the portal, you know, now. It would be like starting free agency in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. Like it's ridiculous. And I'm over the well, we've got semesters and school that doesn't matter anymore. School is irrelevant to college sports, and so they've got to figure out a way to get this thing on the calendar where they do it the right way, where you're not disrupting teams like this.
And that's the problem, because the way they're looking at it, because college football now, they're looking at it, what it is a pro entity. And gone are the days of like going to school, registering for class, you know, it's just a different deal. We just have to accept the fact that this is a different deal. It's a business now. It's why these teams all have general managers. They used to not have that. Now they have GMs just like the NFL. I think we just have to accept the fact that college football will never be the same again like it used to be, that it is a business now. And now you got all these weird rules because you do have school. And now because you do have the transfer portal. Bo Prabula for Penn State last year, the transfer to Missouri, he was not able to play in the playoffs for them because of the transfer portal. And when it was, and if he was ever going to leave, he had to do it. And their quarterback, Drew Aller, was coming back to Penn State. So he had to make a business decision. James Franklin, the coach of Penn State at the time, said that's fine. Well, they changed the rules this year. So now you can play in the college football playoffs. Then you get a five-day window beyond that to transfer. It's a mess. I don't think they ever intended for this to be a mess. But when you're dealing with kids in classes and schools all across the country, this became a lot bigger mess than they were prepared for. And right now they look bad. They have egg on their face because they weren't prepared for this.
Yeah, you talk about GMs in football. Just announced from Adam Schefter, the deal's announced Tuesday, but Eagles executive and former Jags GM Dave Caldwell leaves for the GM job in Florida. So they're starting to rebuild their program as well. Let's talk Sunday, man. Sunday night football. This is it, right? Win or nothing, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. I feel like we've been saying this on repeat for the last couple of weeks. You know, I was looking at that Denver Broncos game because that was for the AFC West. You're like, all right, forget about the AFC West. It's about the playoffs now. And then you play those fraud Colts, and they ended up beating them. And then all of a sudden, we lose the Cowboys. It's like, but that was the game, though. That was the game going into it. You said if the Chiefs were going to lose one game, that's the game they're going to have to beat. Now, it was tough to stomach because it was the first, you know, game out of the chute, so to speak, for this must-win scenario for the Chiefs. But if they were going to lose one, that was it. However, with the caveat, now they've got to win them all. Mm-hmm. Like, now they've got to win them all. So, yeah, your back's against the corner. I feel like I keep saying this. Hey, they're going to have a chance if they win all their games, but just the reality of the situation, it's just not happening. I mean, every time you think, you know, the back's against the wall, they have to have a must win. Yeah, it's a great scenario. I'm a positive guy. Yes, it's true if they win out and the way that other teams are starting to come back to the pack, you know, like the Colts coming back to the pack. But, yeah, for the scenario, this is it, man.
Yeah.
The drafting 13th right now, I've started to get more and more drafts sent to me, mock drafts on Twitter the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
It'll be full on draft season if they lose to Houston.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, Jade. What's your confidence level that they're going to beat Houston?
Oh, I mean, it's midpoint. It's 51% probably. I mean, I don't know about the line situation. I mean, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a team that sacked, you know, Josh Allen 8 times 2 weeks ago. They have the number one defense in the NFL. Yeah, that offense isn't very good, but you know, not very good offenses are able to move the ball on the Chiefs right now. So without that offensive line, it's going to be a different-looking Chiefs. It's going to be quick hitters. It's going to kind of be that same defense. They've played good defensive lines this year, and it's all been about that quick hitters and getting rid of the ball quickly and stuff like that to try to combat and not really become who they are, but go back to what combats that defensive line. So, yeah, I'm concerned about it. I'd say 51% because they're at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I am with you. About the same, Jay. I'm at 51%. There's just not enough evidence that they've given us this year to say, oh, yeah, we can guarantee they're going to go in there and beat Houston and beat this Texans team.
In theory.
But also, too, I mean, if you don't have a run game against Houston, you're probably not going to have much of an offense against Houston.
No, they aren't, and that's the concern. It's, you know, and we talk about stats in the NFL and all this all the time, but they're averaging 118.3. This is the funny part, Bob. It's where stats lie. Eli's, right, so to speak. But they're number one in the NFL as a team in rushing. They go for 118 yards a game. That's the highest in the Mahomes era. Like, you go back and look at his previous 7 years, like last year was just 105 yards a game. A couple years ago, a Super Bowl year, it was only 95 yards a game. So they've never really been able to run the ball well with Mahomes. That's yeah, it's 118.3. That's the high water mark for Mahomes. You look at this and say, man, they're 15th in the league in rushing. They're top half in the league in rushing. It just doesn't look like it because of this running back by committee that they're doing. And yes, Mahomes' rushing yards do help. And of course, he ran the ball a lot more at the beginning of the year. Then he had a game where he had 2 yards rushing, then five, and then it's been around that 30 mark at this point, and he's on pace to have the most rushing yards he's ever had. But it is funny when you look at it and think, okay, this is not a top half of the league rushing team, even though they are. And the 118 yards would put this running game the highest Mahomes has ever seen in his era, which is crazy to think about how they're doing it, which the stats lie in this case.
Binkley, last one for you. We got a dynamite game on Thursday Night Football, offensive firepower with Detroit and Cowboys. What beer should I drink Thursday night to watch that game?
Well, Dusty, it's the time of year you have to go with like a winter beer, like a Sam Adams Winter Lager, okay. Mother's Winter Grind, Nutcracker Ale by Boulevard. I would suggest something else, like high consumption beer, you know, like a Coors Light, slamming those during the game. But it is Christmas time, man. All right. So you might as well go with the Winter Lagers.
I'll get a Nutcracker Ale if they have it at the Hy-Vee, and I will have Perfect. Those on Thursday night for Goff versus Dak. That game's going to be the over, and I love it. I can't wait. Binkley, enjoy Sunday night and the must-win game that it is.
Yeah, I'm sitting here in Missouri. We sit there and live bet during the games now.
Dude, dangerous.
This is epic.
Very, very dangerous.
Yeah,
very dangerous.
Big weekend. College football playoffs are
huge.
Yeah, and then the Chiefs.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's go.
All right, Bink. We love you, man. Take care.
See you.
That is Jay Binkley. Coming up on the other side, we've all watched the World Series of Poker. I'll tell you why it means this for the Chiefs on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.